And ultimately, this is what Simon actually did. Simon already had a religious belief system prior to this. He was already showing himself to be some great one with his magic or sorcery. He already had a religion, and it was not Christianity. But when he heard about Jesus Christ, he, in essence, added Christ, a few elements of him anyway, to his theological system. Verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, or literally this authority, the word is exousia, this authority, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter, who, by the way, was named Simon, right? Here is the other Simon. It's always interesting to me that the names seem to run parallel to each other. You've got a good Simon and a bad Simon, right? And we saw some time back when we were, especially in Acts chapter 5, this word Ananias. You've got two Ananiases, one good, one bad, in the New Testament. And in the Old Testament, the Hebrew name is Hananiah. And you've got, in the times of Jeremiah, you've got a good guy and a bad guy. There was the Hananiah who was Daniel's friend, went through the fire, came out unscathed, and he was a good guy. Then you had Hananiah the prophet, who was the one who opposed Jeremiah. You'll find so often that there are parallel people with the same name. Really quite interesting. There is a connection in these things that we should take note of. Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity.